السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا رسول. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن کریم میں
in the holy Quran Allah has declared in the holy Quran ان الدین عند اللہ الاسلام that certainly in with Allah the religion is only and only Islam, and this is the religion by following which a man can gain proximity to God. Because this is the religion, because of its perfection, is spreading the safety, peace and security. So leaving this religion, how can any other religion provide peace and tranquility? When you look at other religion, you see either you see a difference and split up, or contentions. We are fortunate that we believe in that beloved messenger of God, the Khatamun Nabiyyin, through whom Allah has declared Al Yawma Atmamtu Alaykum Nimati Warazito Lakumul Islam Adina, that today I have perfected your religion today. There is none who can find any flaw or shortcoming in it. This is a religion in which all kind of commandments have been explained. All kind of subjects have been collected and united in this perfect religion. All kind of bounties and blessings and all the sources of knowledge have been collected in it. From day to day life to the international relations, where even from the peace of a within the family right up to the security and peace of international security and peace have been mentioned, and now this is the religion of Islam which Allah has chosen for you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. That was the verse which Zuhru has recited. So today, if you want to spread the fragrance of love, peace and security and compassion, you have to follow this religion. This is a promise with every man who will believe in the knowledge and in the teachings of this Holy Quran, which Allah has revealed to His to His beloved Messenger in the form of the Quran. Some glimpses of this perfect religion with reference to peace and security I have mentioned in my previous sermons, and I will mention some today. As I said, that it has also incorporated the homely matters and the has given teaching for it, and has also mentioned the social matters, and also to establish international relations the Holy Quran has mentioned matters. So there are different aspects which I cannot cover all today. I will mention some today. It is the nature of man that when he prays for someone, then automatically within his heart there are kind feelings that rise in his heart. Except that a man is totally hypocrite and is good in words but has animosity within. But a believer who has this firm faith that life continues after death, and I should try that whatever promise Allah has made of the life hereafter and the path He has shown of Darus Salam, the abode of peace, I should make my outer and inner state the same. And as I have been commanded, I should convey the feelings of peace to my brothers. It should not be just the words of mouth. But I should pray for him from the depth of my heart for his peace, so that he should become a man who makes guidance, seeks guidance and finds guidance to Allah, and always becoming the follower of Allah's commands, follow the true path. So if a believer sincerely makes an effort, the question doesn't arise that anyone in the society should suffer harm from him, let alone harm. Even this cannot be the case, that from such a man other people remain without any favor and benefit. Now, there is a command of God which is necessary to raise the level of your morals, and it is necessary to remove doubts and suspicions, and it also a prayer for with which the feelings of love and affection rise. And this is the command to bid salam when you enter someone's house, rather than just to inform him or shout something. Or the best method which Allah has mentioned to inform them, that you should say bid salam in a loud voice to the household. Some rich people and well-to-do people who have large mansions, and there are also some people whom you cannot convey the voice, because sometimes they have a doorbell, or some people have intercom systems, and you can convey the message through that. If you have rung a bell, and if the man in the house asks you, you should first bid salam and then tell your name. This is such a command that Allah has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. He says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون. That all those who believe, you should not enter other houses till you have taken permission and have bid salam to the people in the house. It is better for you so that you are guided. And this bidding of salam is a prayer, which I will mention a little later. To spread this peace and security, it is a great command. And it shows how the Holy Quran attempts to guide and reform the believers. First thing is that you should bid salam in a loud voice and then seek permission. And if you are given permission to enter, but because of their engagement or some other reasons, they don't want you to meet you, then there is another command that you should then, without complaint, go back. In our society, some people have a habit that if they have received no response, they try to spy and try to peep into the house. This is a very bad habit, and this sometimes creates ill feelings, and sometimes without even seeking permission or doing salam, a man enters the house informally, because they are informal friend. Then the people in the home can be in a state that they do not want someone entering, and then this creates animosity, and this is not just a conjecture, but we do come across such matters, that because of entering the house informally, other homes, and without giving permission, they make them displeased. So when the men enter a house, and if the man of the house is not home, the best method is to go back. And this is what will spread peace. And two homes are protected against ill feelings. And you should not force other people that they should open the door, that I will wait for the man of the house to return. Except that they are close relations of you, or they are blood relations, the other people should not enter. This is saved man from many blames and many suspicions. And the one who is enters, then they are saved from suspicions of others and ill wills. And this method of bidding salam is so that we should ask Allah for peace for yourself and for others. And it also means, salam means to protect from harm. And this custom of bidding salam will save people who are coming and who are in the house from various difficulties and problems. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to bid salam, and he used to be so rigid in seeking permission that he had stopped people entering without it. There is a report that once a man visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and outside the door without bidding salam he asked permission to enter home. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his companions who were sitting with him that you should go out and teach him the method of seeking permission. Tell them that he should first bid salam and then introduce himself and seek permission. Only then come in if you are given the permission. This with the words of prayer, unconsciously your mind is purified and man thinks of what is good, which increases mutual good relations. The companions knew the depth of this prayer and the meaning of this prayer. And the prayer which has been spoken by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions used to follow it rigidly. There is a report that once there was a girl of in the home in the companion, and she was sitting in the bazaar. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed, he asked her reason, why are you crying, as she was crying. And she said, I was asked to follow an errand, and I have suffered a loss. And now, because they are strict and harsh, I am fearing to go back. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied her and said bid salam to the people in the house, but there was no answer from within. Then he bid salam once again, but there was no response. Third time he bid salam again, and the people in the house came out, and they answered the salam, and he asked them, why did you not reply to me? Did you not hear my first and second bidding of salam? They said, yes, we did hear it. But how loving was their answer, that we did hear it. But they said, we were benefiting from this occasion that we should receive prayers from you of peace. How can we be more fortunate that Allah's messenger is giving us prayer of peace? The depth with which the Holy Prophet ﷺ was bidding this prayer, no one can know it. And in whosoever's favors that prayer was accepted, their life here and hereafter would be reformed. The people also knew that if they did not reply third time, the Holy Prophet ﷺ may return. Because the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, if the people do not reply after bidding salam three times, then according to the commandment of Holy Quran, you should go back. In any case, by accompanying the girl, where he filled the people, the household with the prayers of peace, and the people, as a result of his accompanying her, they also freed that slave. It was a slave girl, and she was freed because of him. The bounds of slavery. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ says that you should bid salam whether you enter other homes or your own home. because this will spread blessings in the home, because this gift of salam is from God, through which you will realize that after conveying the salam which Allah has commanded, how I should behave with the people in the home. Allah says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. That when you enter homes, you should bid salam from God, of this blessed salam, a gift of blessed salam, and this way Allah explain His verses to you so that you understand. When people living in the homes would be giving the gift of salam to each other, their thinking would be that this is a gift from God. So this way their mutual love will increase, and they will be more careful of taking account of each other's feelings. If a man is of harsh nature, then because of this gift of salam, his children will be protected from him in this society especially, and generally throughout the world, because of the harsh nature of fathers, the children become rebellious and wives remain frightened. And then a time comes when, despite living together, the wives and the husband separate. The children have grown up and the children, the families worry about the children after that. So this way, if they will continue to give a gift of salam, they will be protected. When the women will enter homes with this gift of peace, they will be looking after their homes properly, and they would be protecting the honor of their husbands. So when the children will be receiving training along these lines, then despite becoming young, then they will, rather than being a source of harm, they will be a source of peace for their parents, their homes, and for society. Because if you train them good in the beginning, then they will always be entering with the message of peace. So this is the responsibility of the parents, that they should make a custom of making the habit of bidding salam, so that by following piety, their children should convey peace to others, our source of peace for others. And they should develop this habit right from the early childhood. Sometimes children don't say bid salam, and the parents say it is because of the embarrassment, they are not doing it. But if in the mind of the child you will put this thought in her young age, that there is no embarrassment in Islam. Embarrassment is in evil things. So with such talks, the children are trained well. And sometimes children fight with each other. I have observed that even in the compound of the mosque of Baitul Fazl, they sometimes start quarreling and fighting while they are playing, and they are fighting and they are beating each other. They are not embarrassed then, or feel shame then. So they are the things in which they should feel shame, and it should stop them.
اللہ کی
So to be beneficiary of this salam of Allah, you should create a custom and a habit in the children of bidding salam, and this will only custom will be made popular when the older people will bid salam. The companions, when they understood how important is bidding the salam, that they had a great custom of it. And it says, reported by Hazrat Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that whenever we accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was a tree in the middle and we were separated for a while, as soon as we came out and looked at each other, we used to bid salam to each other. So these were the methods of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they realized that to establish peace and society and security in the society, the prayer is necessary, and this gift which is from God of prayer is essential. And they were also eager that somehow they should benefit from the gift of salam of God. And this way they should reform their life here and in the hereafter. In our time, the beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salam, how he has revived these customs among his companions, with which they were conveying this gift of salam, and they were how much effort they made to make this peace and security in the society. Let me give you some examples. One companion reports that once after the Fajr prayer, I could not offer it in congregation, so I performed my prayer at home, and then when I was coming back, I saw Hazrat Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib on the way. I decided that I must be the first to bid salam to Maulvi Sahib, because Maulvi Sahib always used to bid salam, whether he was a child or an older person, first. And he said, let me reach a place where I can convey my voice. I was trying to do this, and the Maulvi Sahib, as it was custom from a distance, said in a loud voice, Assalamu Alaikum. I shook his hand as I reached him, and Maulvi Sahib said, Sheikh Sahib, if a man misses his congregational prayer, he should perform that prayer in the mosque, so that he should continue with his habit of offering salat in mosque. I was amazed in this wisdom, that how he, without telling him, he had understood how I had offered the prayer. This was the light of intelligence and wisdom, that with the message of bidding salam, they were also reminding you of good deeds. There is another report about Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib. Maulvi Abdul Rahim Sahib Arif, who was a missionary of the Jamaat, says that Maulvi Sher Ali Sahib's home life, with his presence, was an example of paradise. That whenever he went home, he used to bid salam with a loud voice, according to the command of the Holy Quran, that as you enter your home, you should say salam. And as he met each member of the Jamaat, he used to bid salam separately. He used to shake hand with even the children, and used to pick up the children, and used to walk and pace in the house with prayers. So these were the people who were the companions of Holy Prophet, Promised Messiah, and how they were spreading salam and love. The Holy Prophet said, make the habit of bidding salam and also to remind them of its blessings. He used to say that you should he should remind them also of establishing gatherings of spreading peace. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was in a gathering. A man passed by. He said, Assalamu alaikum. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, 10 virtues. Then another person passed. He said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, he is worthy of 20 virtues. And another person passed and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he has 30 virtues. Then a person left the was going to leave the mosque and he did not say Islam. He said that whenever someone comes to a gathering, he should bid salam. And if he has the place to sit, he should sit down. And if someone stands up, he should say salam. So one should convey bid salam while he is leaving or he is coming. There is a Hazrat Bara reports, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet said that you should spread salam. This will give you safety and security. Your homes, your surroundings and your society will be in peace and security. Hazrat Abu Darda reports, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet said, you should spread salam so that you can be victorious. So by spreading salam, you will have the relations of love and affection, and such contacts will develop a power of the community. And this communal power and strength, which will create means of your victory. But if you had differences between you and there was no peace, and you did not try to spread peace, then on the one hand, your mutual strength will be lost, as Allah says, وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَهُ وَتَفْشِلُوا وَتَذْهَبَا رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That you should submit to Allah, obey Allah and His Messenger, do not have dissensions between you and differences between you, otherwise you will lose heart and your power will be lost. And you should have patience. Allah certainly is with those who exercise patience. In this connection, the Holy Promised Messiah says that in the Islamic sects there is a dissension day by day, and it is most harmful for Islam, because Allah says, لا تنازعوا وتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. Ever since there is dissension in Islam day by day and moment by moment, Islam is declining. Therefore, Allah has established this community so that people can come out of differences of sect and come to this community, which is protected from dissensions and is the right path, which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has pointed out. So, you should ponder. Every Ahmadi should be reminded more of their responsibilities in their homes and in their mutual relations. We should spread more and ever more message of peace and security. This way, in the society, in the surroundings, with this custom of bidding salam, then you will also be enabled to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam. When in the absurdities and vain pursuit of this society, they will see a unique position of a community who is message bearer of affection, peace and love, then it will spread the Jamaat. And in this time, this prayer and this love and peace is which will make Islam and Ahmadiyyat, will give victory to Ahmadiyyat, that is to Islam. Hazrat Promised Messiah has also said that because of the differences between them, and rather than victory, Islam is declining every day, and we see clear examples of this. Although they are united against Ahmadiyyat, but they are all divided between them. They don't even can say prayers after behind each other. By making mounting attacks, a Muslim is killing a Muslim. May Allah have mercy on them. Recently, I saw a program by chance on ARY channel, and the better they were, how they should pay attention to improve the relations between India and Pakistan, and they were making comments on that. And there was a commentator from Pakistan, and there was a Indian Muslim, and perhaps there was a Hindu as well in the panel. Their discussion entered that you are crying the situation of India and Pakistan. How are the Muslim countries treating each other? And what is happening within the sects of Islam? Those who were Muslims of India, they said, by citing the example of Iran, the Shias are in majority, and how are they treating the Sunnis? And if they are doing treating Ahmadis, what they will not do? And the Maulana who was in the panel, he could not say anything, and the compare immediately said, leave Ahmadis, they are non-Muslims. So this is the state of the Muslims today, that their mutual relations are sour. They don't talk on that, but let's forget those who they think are non-Muslims, but they cannot spread peace this way. They unleash atrocities on Ahmadis because they are non-Muslims, and they don't realize that the community of the beloved of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, these atrocities are sanctioned because of that their own peace is being lost. Those who are bearing the standard of knowledge and spirituality and Islam, within their own countries, they are suffering at the hands of their fellow citizens. They say they are free, but their situation is the same, that their life is captured in a bottle, and the bottle is with a ghost or genie, and they are always looking towards the genie. Because they have lost their power, and because of the loss of pair, they cannot live without looking towards the genie. And this is the state of the Muslims. We should pray for them. May Allah have mercy on them. If only they could understand the message of the peace which is destined only from this beloved of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in this time, who Allah has raised for this very aim. As promised Messiah ﷺ has said, it is only Jamaat Ahmadiyya who is following the right path which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has defined. Allah may enable us that each one of us should walk on the path which is of Sirat-e-Mustaqim, on which Allah and His Messenger has commanded us. And to walk on that path, to follow that path, a believer finds guidance, he comes to the light from darkness. Today, we want to shed these, when we look at these darkness which people are involved in, we should thank God because He enabled us to believe the Imam of the time and let us enter His community. May Allah enable us to do our duty to it. Ameen. I will also want to remind you of one prayer. As we all know that the teachings of Jamaat Ahmadiyya has always been and will always be that the message of love and affection we have to convey to the whole world. If there is a propaganda, false propaganda against Jamaat and Islam, that without any abusive words, we reply to it with the logical argument, and we will continue to do it. This is our duty, and the to raise Islam high is our duty day and night, and to convey and spread the message of the unity of Islam, which sprouts the springs of love and affection, is our duty, and the love of the Holy Prophet is our very soul, and his true lover, the Ahmad of India, is our duty to love him. And that today we have seen the true picture of Islam through this Messiah of India. And these are the things for which we can sacrifice our life, but we cannot deny it, we cannot not submit to it. What I wanted to say was that for the last few years in the Arab countries, there are such attacks from Christianity on Islam, which the normal Muslim could not reply. Even their scholars could not reply to those attacks. Neither they can have such a answer, as long as they do not benefit from the writings of Promised Messiah. So for the reply to this, our Arab brothers, that we had two channels, one and two of MTA, they started the series of programs for it, and with the grace of Allah they had untold letters of thanks from general public of Islam and also from great scholars of Islam, that we were very restless that someone should give a reply to them because we failed to reply. And by replying to them, you have created means of our comfort. We also had given opportunity to the Christian clergy to speak on this channel when the questions were raised that Christians who were raising the questions, they used to take more time than our people who were replying to them. So they were given an open opportunity of discussion, and then people realized what is the truth. And then Allah had given us the opportunity that we should start the MTA3, which is an Arabic channel which broadcast 24 hours a day. There are various programs which are broadcast. Now the Christian missionary and clergy there are worried, and in Egypt, which is the relevant ministry, they have taken up a court case against them that why have you given permission to Ahmadis to do this broadcast. We have taken no permission from any court, and neither there is any necessity. Our contracts are done with commercial companies, and there is no need to take permission for these satellite broadcasts. But their claims was made clear, and that the those who put blames and complain that Islam has spread with the sword, this is also in the support of that champion of Islam, that whatever allegations they put against Islam, which was not an allegation, because in Islam there is nothing but peace and security. So by being compelled with the argument of this champion of Islam, they have taken up force in their hand, and they are having litigations and are shouting and crying. Whereas we are pleased that in this litigation has also provided another proof of the help of God. We should also pay attention to prayer, that may Allah protect us from all harm, and protect community from all harm, and protect all those who broadcast these programs and who live in those countries, and none of their conspiracies should succeed, and inshallah it will never succeed, because all this arrangement is not by the it's not the work of man. It is because of the promise of Allah with promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. This is come to pass because of those promises being fulfilled. So it is a happy occasion that, and a good news that when people had the newspapers had written against us, they have shown the sense of honor, and some of those newspapers addressing the Christians that you were shouting and whatever you wanted against Islam, and there was no one to defend it, and you were continuing to put allegations. Now when you are being replied in a decent way, you are unnecessarily complaining. So these newspapers, these peoples who have shown sense of honor, may Allah give them reward, who have shown their sense of honor for Islam, for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any case, Jamaat should pray that these days in various places whatever fire of opposition is raging against Ahmadiyyat, and is happening everywhere, according to his promise, may Allah cool this fire and create it a source of peace and security for us. As in various countries of the world, whether it's Muslims or Christians, when they are created an atmosphere of animosity and hostility, but it looks that Allah's destiny and decree is going to show more successes in the favor of Jamaat. Because we have always seen this treatment of Allah with this community of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that the more hostility is shown by the adversaries and the efforts they have made, the more Jamaat had advanced. So it is our duty that we should bow at the threshold of Allah, and we should be a means of bringing those successes near. May Allah enable us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.